Hello, you're listening to Morning Edition on WVIA Radio. I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, and this is Sports Voices. I'm joined here in the studio by Bob Ide, sports director at Fox 56.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I come back from vacation and Roger just disappears, right?
Yeah, I get to fill in for him today.
That's okay. You've done it before.
I have.
You're well-versed in sports. Of course, you're in the softball mode, right? Right now?
Oh, my goodness.
Big-time softball?
8U and 10U softball. Every single night, I'm at a field someplace.
Enjoy it. Make sure you have sun lotion.
Oh, yes.
And then, they're starting, what, state tournament, you said?
Yeah, I think
the states.
Yeah, softball states this week, and then baseball, in a couple weeks. But such an exciting time for youth sports in the summer.
It is, and it all leads up to the big World Series, Little League World Series for softball and for baseball. Of course, baseball is in Williamsport, South Williamsport.
Yes.
Right. So in August.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there and to cover that a little bit. But yeah, so what is going on, with baseball in Williamsport now?
Yeah, well, right. Good segue, right?
Yeah.
Well, right now the Cost Cutters have wrapped up their first half, and they are actually the first half champs for the MLB Draft League, and they've earned a spot in the championship game, which will be in September. The Cost Cutters started 1-4 on the year. They're 20-7 right now. So they definitely have turned things around. And the MLB Draft League, if you don't know, is just what it sounds like. It's for players, some out of college, some who are just pursuing to be drafted by the major league team and sent to the minors, most likely. They started this years ago in Williamsport, and they've won a championship a few years ago in the MLB Draft League. And now they've made it to their finals. It's pretty cool. So the first half is actually 20 games. It's weird. They go by 20 games, and then the second half is 50 games.
Wow.
That's the way they split it up. But I think that has to do with the MLB draft, which will take place this weekend.
Okay.
A lot of these kids will be drafted. They may end up in a minor league team. So what you see on the Cost Cutters tonight may not be what you see come next week or the week after. But there's a lot of good baseball there. I visited on Wednesday, and my story on them and the Cost Cutters will air tonight on Fox 56.
Great. And I saw that they captured the championship on, I think, 4th of July, right?
Yeah,
the first half championship.
Absolutely.
And it was a big win. I think they scored 20 runs or a 20-9 victory over State College.
Yeah, 20-9.
That's a lot of runs.
Yeah. So I guess reading about them, I saw the Wednesday, but they've done a lot to do with their pitching staff. If you're managing a team like that, you don't have like top pitchers. You really have to coordinate and maybe have some pitchers go two innings and go three innings. But whatever they've done, it's been pretty good. And they have a local kid, Maddox Delina, out there playing for them, who was kind of called off the bench, was kind of working somewhere. They needed a player. He played at Connecticut. He was a very good player, and he's actually doing really well with them. So maybe he'll get drafted too. We'll let you know next week. So that should be pretty cool. That was pretty cool to see,
Yeah, so from, the baseball field to... Let's talk about soccer. I have been watching a lot of the World Cup matches. I think I caught just about every game from the round of 16. I've never followed soccer very closely, but I have grown to really love it these last couple of weeks.
Absolutely, and why not? Anytime it's in your home country, you feel it. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago, I was in Qatar, so it was like a total time difference, and watch some of that. Argentina won, of course. So, but yeah, how about, the USA loses to Belgium. 4-1.
That was tough to watch.
It was tough. Yeah. It was tough. I'm sure like you, I watched at home. 40 million people watched that on Fox in the United States. So that's great for the future. But what happened in that game? I don't know. They looked like a totally different team. Did you notice that too?
I did notice that. It was not the team I had seen win earlier in the tournament. And, my kids were watching. And it was just disappointing to see it. We'd really hoped for them to go on.
Well, I think it says a couple different things. And there's so much to diagnose from the game and from USA Soccer. But we'll keep it short. One, they played in a group that was beneficial for them, which everyone said. They played teams that were ranked 30, 40. United States is in the teens somewhere. So they obviously won that, right? And then they came out in the first game and won their first game. It's the round of 32, and they should have won. Hey, when you go play Belgium, team from Europe, top 10 team, it's a totally different game.
Yeah.
And watching a lot of soccer, did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like the way they move, the way they are in right spots, a little quicker. They just look more aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, it's just some of the games that we've seen, like the Cape Verde game. Like, oh my goodness. Like, how exciting. And just to see the crowds and to see people, just... join together for, you know, to support their country. Like, it was just, it was exciting.
It was. But I'm a little disappointed too. I'm not only disappointed in, you know, they lost, but I was a little disappointed in Christian Pulisic this year, the Hershey native.
Yes.
Captain America, they were calling him. He didn't even score.
He was injured too.
He played well the first game. He looked great. Didn't score, but he helped. This is the game they thought he'd step up, and he did it. A little disappointed. He's not getting any younger. He's 27 now. Mm-hmm. He'll probably play in a couple more, but I think USA has a lot of work to do. They're on the verge of being great. They just got to get over that hump.
Yeah. Now, Scranton hosted one of the fan zones mm-hmm. this past weekend. Weather was not great for it. So July 18th and 19th, Lackawanna County Courthouse Square, it's happening again. And the activities did look really great. A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But hopefully they have nicer weather.
Absolutely. So let's give the quarterfinals. Tonight, Spain plays Belgium. And then on Saturday, Norway takes on England and Argentina takes on Switzerland. And then the semifinals will be next Tuesday and Wednesday. And then the finals will be on Fox mm-hmm. next week.
Okay, great. And then also Penn State football, what's going on there?
So the big summer camp is coming up on Saturday. And that is the Summer Impact Camp. It returns. It's on Saturday, so there'll be a lot of Penn State players there. It's been going on 4 or 5 years. I've attended all of them. A lot of these Penn State players come in. The kids come in. It's free registration. It's at Riverfront in Scranton. And supposedly, rumor has it that the new starting quarterback for Penn State will be there. Wow. So if you know who that is, his name is Rocco, but he's supposedly supposed to be there. There's Connor Cooper Cousins and Andrew Rapalia, two linemen will be there, and you never know who shows up, but it's kind of cool. It's our first glimpse, first excitement for Penn State football, which is right around the corner with brand new coach Matt Campbell. So that'll be Saturday, and I'll have something on that on Saturday and Sunday on our Fox 56 News, first at 10.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Bob, as always.
Thanks for filling in.
Thanks.